Delaware Governor John Carney's quest to improve high-poverty, low-performing Wilmington schools crystallized this week with the unveiling of a consolidation plan. It would close three schools and expand two others from the Christina District that are in Wilmington. The proposal, which needs several levels of approval over the next few months, is ambitious. Though, as WHYY's Chris Barrish reports, there's plenty of resistance and resentment.
Governor Carney and education leaders want to improve what they call, quote, unacceptably low performance. They have held three public meetings, including one this week at Stubbs Elementary. Stubbs is one of three K-5 schools to be closed. The others are Palmer and Pulaski. But Carney faced ire because details of the confidential plan were leaked to the media beforehand.
And for us to be told by the media that this is what the plan was behind closed doors and you guys are just going to have to go with it, that is so disrespectful to us on so many levels.
Carney said nothing is final, that he visited homes the previous night because he welcomes input.
We did get a lot of parental involvement tonight. That was the objective. This isn't going to be able to work unless we have buy-in from the parents and engagement from the parents.
Schools to be closed would be turned into resource centers with child care, job training, and other services. Their 900 students would attend Bancroft and Byard schools, which would then serve kids through eighth grade. Carney wants lawmakers to allocate millions of dollars toward this effort. Pulaski parent Joyce Lewis says all that matters is better opportunities for city kids.
If you're doing it just to fill up space and consolidate, just to close down to save money, then that's a bad idea. But if you're doing it where the children grow, where we're seeing kids actually functioning better, then it's a good idea.
Christina School Board has until the end of February to decide how to proceed. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barrish, WHYY News.